بسم الله الذي لا إله سواه الواحد الأحد الفرد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق بالحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره ومقداره العظيم ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I pray that all of you are well. Welcome truly. Can we raise the sound so I don't have to? I pray that all of you are well. Inshallah ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us time here, moments here, memories here that He loves, subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm going to begin for the next half an hour with just a very brief overview of the essentials of the program. And to begin with what Sidi Samir mentioned, the idea of journeying. As you know, hafidhakumullah, we have now entered into the new Hijri year. And when we planned the program, we didn't plan it to coincide with the Hijri year. It just happened. We are now in, I think, the second day of the new Hijri year. And a Hijra is very much about traveling. A Hijra is very much about, one would say, journeying. Yes, many of us might know that as a physical journey from point A to point B. But a hijra is also very much a spiritual journey, very much a spiritual movement, a spiritual traveling with one's heart, with one's mind, with one's emotions. And so, alhamdulillah, it is so meaningful and so beautiful that we have entered into the new Hijri year. And what that would remind me and you of movement, of traveling, emotional development, spiritual evolution, mental maturity, an increase in ilm, in knowledge, an increase in all that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. In essence, the hijrah of my heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, isn't it so interesting and so moving and so beautiful that as we entered into the new Hijri year, it begins with the month of Muharram. And isn't it so interesting and so meaningful that the month of Muharram also is one of the four sacred months of the Islamic year? Indeed, the very meaning of Al-Muharram, the root in Arabic, as you know, is from Ha-Ra-Ma. And that constellation of meanings indicates towards Hurma. Hurma is something which is sanctified, something that is sacred, Hurma. The idea of a haram, Allah's haram of Mecca. Allah's Haram of Medina, that is Allah's sanctuary, that if I enter it, I am safe. And the idea, as you know, of haram, that which is prohibited, that which is interdicted, that which I should not enter into. So the month of Muharram is taken from this root with these meanings of that which is inviolable, that which is sanctified, that which is a security, that which is a sanctuary. And therefore, look how beautiful, logically beautiful, and how spiritually beautiful our deen is. That the beginning of the new year, and you know, the beginning of the new year is usually, in a secular frame, a entry into celebrations, also an entry into new resolutions. But look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds me and you of the new Hijri year and what Hijrah is meant to be. And then that Hijrah is meant to be a Hijrah Muharrama, Muhtarama. A hijrah toward the haram of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's nearness. Isn't that so beautiful? The end of the year, the end of the Islamic year, is really Dhul Hijjah, the Hajj. And Hajj, interestingly, in Arabic, means orientation. Hajj means orientation. That is, those who go for Hajj orient their bodies to travel to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they orient their hearts to meet the Lord of the house. And then that sweet, beautiful transition from qasd, from orientation, from focus, that seamless orientation into the new year, which is a sacred month, and it is called Muharram. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make my new year your new year. May Allah ta'ala make our time together, these minutes, these hours, these days, these 2 weeks together, may it be a hijrah. Truly, with my mind, with my heart, with my emotions, with my psychology, with my intellect, with my soul to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may it be the beginning of a journey that is muharrama, that is sanctified, that is beautified, that is reverential towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. And may it be a 2 weeks of freedom. Because as you know, in the month of Muharram, the 10th of Muharram, the day of Ashura, is a very special day in our Islamic culture. The day on which, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, the day in which Allah freed Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam from the tyranny of Fir'aun. So may I be saved. May I be saved in this month of Muharram from the tyranny of myself, from the tyranny of my selfishness, from the tyranny of my ego. All of those meanings carried in the month of Muharram and many, many more. So we're here at the beginning of the Hijri year, in the month of Muharram, in a jami'. A jami', as you know, in the cultural urfi sense and in the shar'i sense, means a masjid. from the root of jama'a, which means to gather, means to amalgamate, to join. So a jami' is also a masjid because it brings us together, and not simply in body, but it brings and forges a masjid, a jami', forges a spiritual community, a community of minds, a community of hearts. It makes us one as an ummah. That's why it's called a jami'. So we're in not any jami'. We're in a jami' that is over 500 years old. This was made in 1586. It was built by, do you know who this jami' was built by? Sinan radiyallahu ta'ala an wa qaddasallahu sirra, that wali architect, that saintly architect. And this was one of his last works. It's considered by experts in the field to be his sort of farewell. His farewell work, public work, excuse me, is this masjid. And it was commissioned by a very special woman. And as Sidi Samer mentioned, she was the wife of a sultan, and she was the mother of a sultan as well. She was both a wife and a mother. She was a revert that it is said was either from Italy or from Spain. And she was known for her purity. So she was called Nur Banu. And in some historical accounts, Afifa, the chaste, the innocent, the pure. So she was the one, this mother of the sultan, the wife of another sultan, that commissioned this masjid from her own personal funds. She commissioned it. And indeed, many of the masajid in Uskudar here, like Mihrima, like Yeni Valide, like this one, and like many others, were actually commissioned by women. Women the likes of Nur Banu. So she commissioned this from Sinan radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, and they made it, as Sidi Samer mentioned, this is typically called a kulliya. It's a complex. In the Ottoman tradition, this once upon a time, and even now, it was built of, and these are all meanings of al-jami'. These are all meanings and manifestations of Allah's name, al-jami', the one who brings together. And ponder these meanings, how a jami' has all of these incredible facilities that are so meaningful to personal, public, spiritual, social life. It has a masjid, where we are now. It has a madrasa, a very beautiful one. It had a zawiya, it had a spiritual lodge. It had, and many of the buildings around it, though they may not be in use now, were part of that original kulliya. It had a Turkish bath. It had a Quran recitation school. It had a children's school. It had a soup kitchen, an imarat. It had a soup kitchen. It had also Daru Shifa. It had a hospital, a public hospital to serve the needs of the, when we put it all together, the needs of the young, the needs of the old, the needs of the sick, the needs of the well, the needs of the traveler. It had a caravanserai to serve the needs of weary travelers. And it had a zawiya to serve the needs of weary travelers as well. Travelers physically, travelers through the journey and the terrain of life. And when Sinan built this masjid, Sidi Samer gave some indications to the masjids and the meaning, meaning the graveyard is, as we face the Qibla, we see our future. The fountain in the middle has a meaning. The madrasa has a meaning. The steps leading from the madrasa to the masjid to work from ilm to amal. You have to walk up the steps. You have to exert energy. You cannot stay in the field of pure ilm, pure knowledge. Knowledge has to lead to amal. So you walk up and you have to go by the fountain in the middle to purify yourself. And then in the masjid, and the way the masjid is built, the way Sinan made this masjid is to emphasize the quality of light. The interior of the masjid, the mother of pearl decorations, the Iznik tiles, are all placed in a way to amplify the idea of nur. It was commissioned by Nur Banu. So he wanted to amplify the idea of nur. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our time together in light of these meanings. In light of these meanings, may it be a time of jam' of nur, a time of ilm, a time of amal, of doing, a time of shifa, as there was Daru Shifa, a time of nutrition, as there was that part of the complex, a zawiya, meaning a place to restore, reinvigorate and rejuvenate the soul. May it be for us in these 2 weeks together all of these beautiful meanings, and may I never forget these meanings as I live these 2 weeks, because I am in the complex. I am in, within the dome, within the space of these beautiful meanings. Allah Ta'ala is Al-Jami', the gatherer and the bringer together. Of that is the idea we are together. The idea of sohba, the idea of fellowship, is itself a manifestation of Allah's name Al-Jami', right? Fellowship, group, being together, is a manifestation of Al-Jami'. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. O you who believe, have a reverential awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your hearts, and be with those who are truthful. Because if I am with those whose hearts have beauty, I will drink and imbibe of that beauty. If I have company of those with beautiful, virtuous characteristics, by stint or dint of being with them, I will draw, steal in a positive way from their beautiful attributes. And so these 2 weeks together are another manifestation of Allah Ta'ala's name Al-Jami', which is our sohba. And lastly, the greatest sohba is the sohba of the created beings with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. And he is the greatest of the sadiqeen, nay the siddiqeen. So he reminds me and you of this dua. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ilmin la yanfa'. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from knowledge that does not benefit me. And this dua is asking for knowledge, but doing it in this way. Because he could have taught us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah, I seek beneficial knowledge. But to ask Allah from refuge, from knowledge that is not beneficial, is an emphasis. Is an emphasis that I really want knowledge that is beneficial. Ilm nafi'. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ilmin la yanfa'. May our moments together be moments of learning knowledge that is not merely information or data, but knowledge that benefits my heart, my mind, my soul, my being, my life, in my relationship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Knowledge that brings me, draws me, pulls me nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he continues, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this string of gems, in this dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ilmin la yanfa' wa min qalbin la yakhsha'. And therefore, I want knowledge that is beneficial and will affect my heart. Because the dua says, I seek refuge in you from knowledge that does not benefit and a heart that does not have awe, loving awe, reverential love for you, because it's connected. If knowledge doesn't benefit, it will not change my heart. And therefore my heart will not connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will not open to see and feel His majesty and His beauty. So it's connected. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ilmin la yanfa' wa min qalbin la yakhsha'. And then it's further connected. Wa min nafsin la tashba'. If knowledge does not benefit, and if my heart is not changed in experiential awareness of Allah Ta'ala, then my lower self will not be satiated. I will remain demanding. I will remain agitated. I will remain restless. I will remain angry. I will remain resentful. I will not have a self that is in acquiescence. Knowledge changes my heart, changes my nafs, my lower self. All related. And finally, وَمِن دُعَاءِ اللَّهِ يُسْمَعُ. And I seek refuge in you from a prayer, a supplication that is not heard. And this could mean two things, wallahu a'lam. Could mean that knowledge doesn't change my heart, doesn't reform, transform myself, and therefore I don't act. So no dua is heard from me. Dua illa yusma. No dua is heard. I'm not doing, I'm not acting, I'm not changing. I could be speaking a lot. I could be teaching a lot. I could be sharing a lot. Could be reflecting a lot, philosophizing a lot. But I'm not doing. There's no dua that's heard from me. And it could mean that the dua that's heard from me is a dua that Allah doesn't hear, meaning doesn't answer, because my heart is not present, and because my nafs, my inner self, is not still. There's a lot of static and agitation in me, and therefore my dua is not focused, doesn't have clarity, doesn't have feeling, doesn't have feeling for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dua la yusma. Either not made, or made and not heard. Let this be for me and you, our prayer, my prayer, for this time together. Knowledge that is truly beneficial, that leads to a heart that is revived, that leads to a nafs that is stilled in quiescence and acquiescence to the divine, and actions that are facilitated, actions that are made easy and beloved, and actions that are innocent and true and sincere, that are accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And lastly, the components of the program, all of them, try to connect with these meanings that I mentioned. So yes, everything is optional, that's true, but everything connects. All of the components of the program, whether it's the 5 minutes of reminder before dhikr by our teachers, whether it's the dhikr every day for 10 minutes together, that I may develop a habit and even develop a feeling of dhikr, the component of the Assalamu alaikum Sayyidi. Wal afu minkum Sayyidi. The classes with Sheikh Mukhtar that are really the backbone of the program, in which Sheikhuna is going to be laying out for us the most essential elements of the field of purifying the soul. And as Sidi Samer said, the texts that are used, you have them in Arabic. Sidi Saeed and Sayyida Kelly will be, by the end of every session, posting to the Telegram group a translation of those texts for those of us who might find difficulty in understanding them. And then we have as well, as part of the classes, what are called in the Sohbah Seminary fellow and practice classes, where our teachers, Dr. Ali, Sidi Amir, Sidi Naeem, will be contextualizing what we learn and projecting it into our lives, so we can see the relationship between what we learn and how we live. And as part of those classes also, to listen to your reflections about what you've learned and how you have translated it and are living it. And as part of those classes also, 2 sessions of sitting still, which is sort of a guided dhikr session, where we sit still together for 20 minutes, and we learn through Dr. Ali the idea of divine mindfulness. And from Sidi Amir and Dr. Ali both, how do I sit in gratitude to Allah Ta'ala? How do I sit in dua to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? How do I sit in returning with my mind and heart to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? So all of that is inserted in the program with a meaning and a purpose. Touring together, seeing the history, the culture, the beautiful landmarks together, so that we may learn to be thoughtful and meditative, that we may reflect on what we see, and that I may learn to read the messages of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in His creation when I leave in my daily life, that I may learn to be, if you like, a spiritual tourist. I'm a tourist through the world. I was not meant to come and remain. I'm not a resident in dunya, but I want to be a spiritual tourist as I journey through dunya. And then the questions and answers with Sheikhuna on Wednesdays, and we will send out to the Telegram group a link whereby you can submit your questions. And if they are not addressed because there are too many, then Dr. Ali, Sidi Amir, Sidi Naeem, Sidi Salman, Sidi Samer, they will be with you throughout all of the events. And feel free to speak to them, to communicate with them, and indeed, if need be, to ask them any questions that you may have. We have the Thursday family dhikr together, whereby we would read 25 minutes or so of Quran together. And we will listen to spiritual poetry in praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, with spiritual meanings, other qasa'id, other spiritual poetry. And that's intended that we do that as a group and as families. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our families families of dhikr, and that we would find celebratory joy in coming together and reading Allah Ta'ala's words and being in dhikr. And in all of this, we are together in that principle of sohbah, which is a ni'mah of the manifestations of Allah Ta'ala's name, Al-Jami'. And therefore, we hope and pray that all of our time in Istanbul, if you visit anything in Istanbul, if you see anything in Istanbul, outside of the program, is nonetheless inside of the principles of the program. And that will be iznillah, that will deepen and enrichen and enlighten your personal voyages and spiritual tourism of this which was the capital of the Muslim world. Therefore, inshallah, I hope and pray that we live these 2 weeks, whether here in this kulliya, in this masjid, whether outside of it, with these principles. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a time that is truly a hijrah of our hearts, of our minds, of our bodies, of our souls, and a hijrah that is muharrama in this beautiful month of Muharram. May Allah ta'ala grant us the manifestations of His name, Al-Jami', as we are together with our families, with our children, and individually, bi-idhnillah. We're so happy that you're here, each and every one of you. We are so happy that you're here. As Sidi Mu'tasim, the Amir of Al-Madinah, likes to say, all for one and one for all. Each one of us is a piece of the puzzle of the other. In these 2 weeks, the puzzle of my heart has that many pieces. May we all be for one another a strength and a bond and a link to Allah and His Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka Allahumma wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.